Monday's Roundup. Brought to you by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by New Tech Carts. It's Joke Day with Phil and Hank, so brace yourself. These jokes aren't just corny, they're full-on field-tested. If you're groaning, laughing, or questioning your life choices, you're doing it right. It's Monday's Roundup.
Making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey.
Now, we're going to get an ad, now to an ad, now to an ad. Wait. Oh, hold it. Hold. Sorry.
That wasn't too bad there. Yeah, I don't know what you were auctioning off there, but that's not bad.
You.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, that'd be a tough sell.
2.5 bit.
Yeah, that's right. The radio auction for Grace gets underway today at 10 o'clock.
You ain't a kidding, boy.
There's some good stuff there, thanks to our businesses.
Oh, my goodness.
And right away, we're going to kick it off with some really strong stuff, but I know you've been eyeing that that bike that looks like a blue Ford tractor.
Can we get new tires for that?
Why? What do you need new tires for it?
I may have wore them off.
Oh, really? Okay.
Cycling in here.
Yeah.
You've caught me 3 or 4 times.
I know it. Like, come
but
on.
But anyway, it's a nice little bike. It's
it
a
is.
Ford tractor, or it has Ford emblem on it. So if you like Ford tractor or Ford pickup, great buy.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to that, and also some donuts from Oakwood.
Oh yeah.
Just to let's pass this along, Philip. They're going to have a limited supply of apples. Not limited, but they have a limited apple supply this coming Saturday.
So some early picking there.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like. Okay.
Well, it sounds good to me.
Cool. Well, anyway, yeah, that'll be a part of the auction. And then, of course, check it out. I know WRCO.com. Adam has a story about what's for sale today.
Mm-hmm. He has more than 3 items, though, doesn't he?
He does. The all our items include a 2-night stay for Twin Pines for 8 guests.
That's, oh, my goodness.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
And then another all-hour item is Wisconsin Badger tickets for the game versus Rutgers. It includes good seats and a parking pass. So,
wow. Go Rutgers.
You
go.
Watch it, though. Watch it.
Anyway, you can tell it's football season. Weather's cool, okay? But when game time hits, it's going to be hot.
Warm.
Thunderstorms.
Warm, yeah.
Always thunderstorms on Friday night. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. Practice starts tomorrow, too,
yes.
By the way.
Tomorrow or today?
Well, it says August 4th.
Does it?
That's tomorrow. So,
okay.
But I know they'll be issuing equipment and getting practice going.
Well, I know in Arkansas it's been started for about 3 weeks. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's
legally or illegally?
It's just started.
It just started.
It just started, anyway. Hey, here's your question of the day, young man. What is the most useless piece of knowledge that you know?
Most of
only
my,
one. Only
well,
one.
I was going to say, music knowledge. That's probably.
No, I don't think that's useless.
Well,
I don't think that's.
Use it in my show, you know.
Without question.
Right. How about how to fix a cassette tape? That's pretty useless these days.
Not anymore. we had a young man that actually called looking for one on Saturday on Prime Mover.
Looking for a cassette?
Yeah. Or a cassette deck.
Oh, a deck. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
Well, they've kind of made a comeback.
Yeah, they have.
So maybe I should say 8-tracks. I can fix them, too.
They'll come back.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Hmm. I had a bad thing happen to me over the weekend, Phil.
Oh, that's too bad?
Yeah. I had a zit in my ear. Have you ever had one of them?
Oh, not for a long time.
Oh, my goodness. You talk about painful.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go to the doctor then?
No.
No?
Oh, no.
Did you cry?
A little bit. It's just hard to see.
Oh.
You can't just take your ear off.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. It was horrible.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was horrible.
Boy, I feel for you.
Thanks, buddy. I think so. Yeah, that's not a joke. That's a truth. You might be from Arkansas, Philip. If the last time you saw your dad is when he loaned you $100.
Or the other time, the other way around, you loaned
exactly,
dad $100 and didn't see him again for a while. Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, well. Chet's chuckle today. Did you get anything?
Well,
you any jokes over the weekend?
You know, when you do squats, are your knees supposed to sound like a goat chewing an aluminum can stuffed with celery?
Creak.
I'm asking.
Creak.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm happy to be up and living.
There you go.
100%.
We've talked about it before, but the sounds we make as we get older, too. Whether
yes.
You sit down and you go, ugh.
Uh-huh.
Stand up, you go, ugh. You know. What do you do, Hank?
What? Just, I wish I had a nap.
A nap?
Yeah, a nap. You know? Because remember, wasn't it last week? It says, you know, we apologize for all the times we gave naps a hard time.
Oh, right. Yeah. Exactly.
And now you just look forward to them.
How about an app for your nap?
Yes.
You could do that, yeah, too.
An app for your nap. Uh-huh. I don't want to say I'm gifted, Phil, but, yeah, you know, but I've always been able to tell when they use fake dinosaurs in movies.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
Oh, it's getting harder, though. Special effects are much better.
Oh, my goodness.
I loved Land of the Lost when I was a kid, mm-hmm, Saturday morning. And you see it now, and you're like, hey, that's aluminum foil wrapped around that guy, isn't it?
Hey, oh, my goodness.
Hey, I can see the strings on those prehistoric birds. Yeah, exactly. But TVs weren't as definitive as
they. No, they weren't.
Yeah.
I was watching, where was I at? This TV, I was watching Andy Griffith in black and white, and this TV made it look like it was like 3D or I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It was unreal that you don't get, you know, that you never seen before. It's like, oh, my goodness. And you don't even know what the show's about because you're so in awe of what Andy Taylor really looks like.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like you could walk into the scene.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And that was thanks to Town and Country.
Sure.
When they were TVs.
Yeah, you got a TV.
Yeah, that's nice. Did you find any jokes over the weekend?
Not really. My boss might fire the employee with the worst posture.
Oh, boy.
I have a hunch it might be me. You never know, hey.
A big one.
You got to be careful.
Just to let you know, an informative thing. You cannot lose weight on a starvation diet, Philip.
Really?
Yeah. I went 30 or 40 minutes, didn't lose nothing.
30 or 40
yeah,
minutes?
Didn't lose nothing.
That's too bad. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to pace yourself.
You have to, yep. Yeah. Wow. So anyway, I had a happy childhood, though.
Did you?
Yeah. My dad used to put me in the tires and roll me down the hills.
Oh, really?
Oh, those were the good years, Phil.
Or good riches.
Or good riddance.
Good riddance, yeah. Oh, well, we'll see if we can do better than that. Coming up here after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Bum, 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 bum.
I think that young Simonson boy
is always up to something besides work.
Exactly.
I'm looking at purchasing a new vehicle, but anymore there's so many gadgets and gizmos on those things. You know, like, all I want to do is back up, and it keeps showing me a video of some guy getting run over.
Boy, I don't know. You better take
poor
that
Chris.
Back, maybe.
Poor Chris. Yeah, you better or change the tape.
He has lots of trouble, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. I tell you what, unreal. Hey, what did a baby corn say to the mama corn?
Where is popcorn?
Yes, sir.
I got it. Woo-hoo.
Have you heard that one before?
Probably. Yeah. Sixth grade comedy club.
You know what? Back to the original question of what useless knowledge do you know? That was probably it.
Probably
right
it, there. Yeah. You know, Hank, a little advice for you. Before you marry a person, mm-hmm, you should first make them use a computer with a slow internet connection. See who they really are.
100%. Yep. Or travel with them for over 4 hours.
True.
Yeah, yeah. I applied. I need your help with this. I applied for a job at a mental asylum.
Really?
Yeah. And they told me I have to spend 5 hours with a crazy person. I just want to know if you want to hang out tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Oh, well. My first job was working in an orange juice factory, Hank.
Really?
But I got canned.
Oh.
I couldn't concentrate.
You couldn't concentrate. Boy, that's tough.
Sixth grade comedy club.
I mean, it's tough on you, isn't it?
Let's see if this, I don't know what this is. Hold on.
I once worked at a factory where they made fire hydrants. We couldn't park anywhere near the place.
Wow. That was that little Copperdale boy.
I don't know what he's up to. Yeah. Yeah,
boy, that'd be tough finding a parking spot.
Really, oh, it would. You know. Yeah, at a fire hydrant. Yeah, it'd be.
And think of all the dogs.
Oh, I who's cleaning them up?
Wait a minute.
That's what Todd did. Yeah, he cleaned up the fire hydrants.
Cleaned
hydrants.
The fire hydrants,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. My girlfriend is mad at the neighbor lady.
That's too bad.
Oh, because she's always sunbathing in the nude.
Phil. Really?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm on the fence about it.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
I'm on the fence about that.
Yeah. Oh, well. What do you do? What do you do?
You don't even know what to say.
No, I really don't. Most people are shocked when they find out how bad of an electrician I am.
I'm sure they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. Zap.
Whoever invented air conditioning, Phil, must be really cool.
Yeah, I bet they are.
You know what I mean? Really,
really
cool.
One of the cool kids, yeah.
What do you call an angry bow and arrow?
A
crossbow.
A crossbow.
A crossbow,
What do you call it when Bo Hendricks gets mad? Crossbow.
A crossbow, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The internet connection on my farm is spotty at best in most spots. But in the barn, you can get a stable connection.
Kenya.
Yeah.
Oh, that ain't good.
Yeah.
I guess it is good. But
it's tough. It's tough.
Tough joke. Anyway.
Yeah, you know, Phil, I was so thirsty yesterday after what I was doing in my yard. I had to staple on a postage stamp.
You had to what?
I had to staple a postage stamp on.
Staple a postage stamp.
Because I was so thirsty.
Because you were
thirsty. It's no fun when I have to lead you to the water.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Was that the kicker?
No. It was that. Did you not get that joke? Phil, I was so thirsty yesterday after.
After the game, yeah. I had to staple on a postage stamp.
Yeah. You were too dry to put, like, a postage stamp.
I got it.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
That didn't even make the fourth grade
comment. It wasn't one of your best.
it may have been the worst.
I would think maybe. Oh, boy.
Well, some people think my dad jokes are childish, Phil, like you, which is crazy. They're obviously full grown.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Do you have any more, young man?
Full grown. No, not really.
I want to see if you can beat the postage stamp.
Postage? I think I already did.
Did you?
I hope.
Well, a young man, let's call him Hank, is in the bathroom, and his wife shouts, "Did you find the shampoo?" He answers, "Yes, but I'm not sure what to do with it. It's for dry hair, and I just wet mine."
Oh.
Yeah. A Hank.
Was that the kicker?
No. A Hank spots a letter on his doormat. It says on the envelope, "Do not bend." He spends the next 2 hours trying to figure out how to pick it up. Hank shouts frantically into the phone, "My wife is pregnant and her contractions are only 2 minutes apart. Is this their first child?" asks the doctor. Hank says, "No, this is her husband." Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's tough, Phil.
Should have quit at postage stamp. Yes.
Oh, my goodness, Philip. You're killing me here.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Did you hear about the hotel owner who raised a bunny rabbit?
No.
It was an ingrown hair.
Oh, yes. All right,
here we go.
We got to wrap it.
Here we go. Here's your kicker. Donna's husband, Mike, suddenly passed away. At the funeral home, the undertaker gently asked, "How would you like the obituary to read?" Donna thought for a moment and said, "Mike is dead." The undertaker blinked. "Mike is dead." The undertaker blinked, says, "That's very short." Donna shrugged. "How much does obituaries cost?" $1 per word, she nodded. $1 per word. She nodded, and then that's all I need. The undertaker sighed. Mike had been his fishing buddy. "Listen," he said kindly, "I'll cover a few extra words here. Can you make it a little more personal?" Donna's face brightened. "Oh, in that case," she smiled, says, "Mike is dead. Vote for sale."
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Covered both ways.
Yeah, both
you got
ways.
The obituary in and you got the selling the boat. Yeah, right.
My friend, I hope you have a great day and be kind.
That's Hank Bray at his worst today. Good job.